Hare Krishna. Well, we got a question from Jai Gopal Das, and he says, an apparent anomaly between Krishna's words to Arjuna in the Gita and his words to Ganga in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Says, out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who check, hardly one knows me in truth. That's Bhagavad Gita. For 10,000 years in Kali Yuga, devotees of mine will fill the whole planet. After the departure of my devotees, there will only be one Varna outcast. What can we expect in terms of growth of ISKCON over the next remaining 9,500 years of the Golden Age? Okay, it's not clear. I have to guess at what he thinks is the anomaly between the two statements. First of all, whenever there appears to be an anomaly between such texts as Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam given to us by Srila Prabhupada and any other Vedic literature not given to us by Srila Prabhupada, in other words, either the version which is chosen, as often there are many versions of texts, and also the translation, then we go with what Srila Prabhupada says. When they're both texts by Srila Prabhupada, and you can't resolve it, then you go with the more authoritative of the two. Say, for instance, Srimad Bhagavatam and Ishopanishad. But of course the ideal is to find a resolution between texts, between the different statements. Here it's not clear just exactly what the problem is. First of all, it appears to me to be that it says that it's very rare for devotees to be a devotee, and on the other hand it says that devotees will fill the whole planet. And there are different explanations of this. First of all, when Krishna says, out of those who have achieved perfection, can be understood to be coming to devotional service. But hardly one knows me in truth means that although many devotees, there may be many devotees, but it's rare to have a devotee who knows Krishna in truth. And therefore, when you say that the whole world will be filled with devotees, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're all devotees who know Krishna in truth. The other statement is that when it says something is filled the whole planet, that doesn't mean that there's no one else other than just devotees, but that there will be devotees all over the planet. Those devotees will be everywhere, which doesn't necessarily make everyone a devotee. But we like to think that that will actually be the case, that everyone for the next 10,000 years, just like right now, devotees are filling the planet, but everyone's not a devotee. We'd like to see everyone become a devotee of some sorts or another. But coming to devotional service and knowing Krishna in truth, tattvataha, those are two different things. We see that there are many different grades of Vaishnavas and many different levels of spiritual advancement. There are devotees who don't practice pure devotional service. There are devotees who practice pure devotional service and are of different grades or different levels. So it's a large spectrum that we're talking about. What can we expect in terms of the growth of ISKCON over in this golden age? Well, that will really depend upon ISKCON. Krishna, the development of Krishna consciousness doesn't depend upon ISKCON. For instance, Srila Prabhupada had said as much, that even if ISKCON fails, his books are there and someone will come forward and will continue the mission of establishing Krishna consciousness all over the world, of manifesting the golden age. So are we necessarily up to the mark? There was the Gaudiya Math, and they had the same emit as ISKCON has at the present time. They didn't meet the mark. If ISKCON does, then we can expect ISKCON to be, the growth of ISKCON to be the full manifestation of the golden age. In other words, it can be responsible for, and it can encompass all those devotees in the golden age. On the other hand, if it's someone else, then someone else else will do it. It's not a predestined thing. We have our own free will to execute Srila Prabhupada's mission and realize it in the way that he requested us to. And that's it for now. I have four god sisters here and some other Vaishnavis who are hosting in New Rajadam going down to New Rajadam. Kosuri, we're hosting in Budapest right now and going down to New Rajadam tomorrow. Guru Charan, Padma, Mandakini, Manjuwali, and Jagadatri Devi Dasis. And they're having a good time right now. They went to see a few of Budapest's sites. And this evening we'll be talking about anecdotes and their experiences with Srila Prabhupada. Okay, tomorrow from the Rajadhan, Hare Krishna.